Yesterday, Sharaji explained that one should observe on the object of vipassana. Among the two types, paramattha, the ultimate reality, and panyati concept as objects, one should note paramattha, the true paramattha, the true ultimate reality, when practicing vipassana practice. And Sharaji explained about these two, paramattha and panyati, ultimate reality and concept, with obvious examples. So among these two, paramattha and panyati, one should only observe on nama rupa, mentality and materiality, which are paramattha, ultimate reality. And one should not observe panyati. One should not observe any kind of panyati, any kind of concept. And today, Sharaji will explain among these paramattha, among these ultimate reality, Sharaji will explain the objects of vipassana, and Sharaji will also explain what should not be observed and what are to be observed. So paramattha can be called buddhatta in another word, and it means the realities that really exist and that can be discerned through direct experience. So these ultimate realities, paramattas, which exist, they are also called satyatta, the true realities. So they consist of nama rupa, mentality and materiality. So today Sharaji will explain on these nama rupa, mentality and materiality from practical aspect as well as theory. But those of you who are here, you had learned the basic Abhidhamma from other siddhas, so it will not be difficult for you. So Sharaji will also include theory in his Dhamma talk. So among these paramattha, nama rupa, mentality and materiality, yogis should be observing mundane kind of mentality and materiality. So yogis should be observing mundane consciousness, mundane mental states, mundane chetasikas, and materiality. And yogis should not be observing super mundane states. So super mundane means magga phala, path and fruition knowledge, and nibbana. So why shouldn't magga phala and nibbana be observed? Because one has not realized these magga phala, path and fruition knowledge, and nibbana. Because they have not realized magga phala and nibbana, that's why these super mundane logodara should not be observed as vipassana practice. As a puttojana, as a worldly being, one does not realize the characteristics of logodara dhamma, of the super mundane dhamma. So as a worldly being, one has not realized into this super mundane dhamma with its characteristics and so on. As a Arya, as a noble person, these Aryas, noble persons, have discerned and realized the supramundane Dhamma by practicing Vipassana meditation. So by Vipassana meditation, by practicing Vipassana meditation, one gains knowledge into mind and matter, and gradually one develops Vipassana jnana, inside knowledge, stage by stage. And when knowledge becomes matured, the person realizes cessation. So this cessation is Nibbana. And the knowledge, Magga Phala Jnana, path and fruition knowledge, realizing this Nibbana, they are also called Lokottara supramundane Dhamma. But this Nibbana and path and fruition knowledge, they are not included in the Dhamma, which has got to be observed, because there is no benefit in observing the supramundane Dhamma. Lokiya Dhamma, the mundane kind of Dhamma, should be observed. The mundane kind of Dhamma, which are mentality, materiality, arising at the sixth sense door, should be observed. If one fails to observe these mentality and materiality, which are arising at the sixth sense door, then one will take them as permanent, good, and self. So in this way, they will be developing jiva atta, wrong view of individual soul. By observing these nama rupa phenomena arising at the sixth sense door, one will be free from kilesa defilements. One will not be attached on them. So this is the benefit of observing the mundane Dhamma. If one observes Lokottara Dhamma, if one observes supramundane Dhamma, it will not bring benefit of dispelling, removing kilesa defilements. Practicing Satipatthana meditation is to remove and abandon kilesa defilements. So that's why one should not be observing Lokottara Dhamma, one should not be observing supramundane Dhamma. So the late Venerable Mahasi Syaroji explained with a very obvious example. So if the ground is uneven with slopes and ditches, and if one wants to make this ground even and smooth, they need to dig the slopes and they need to put soil in the ditches so that the ground will become smooth and even. So if one digs and then put soil in a surface where it is already smooth and even, it will be of no use. So that's why one only needs to dig the hilly, dig the bumps and put soil in the ditches in order to even the surface. In Visuddhi Magga and Mahavagga Pali, sub-commentary of Mahavagga, it mentions the reason, anadi gatata. It means that because worldlings, the putojana, have not realized the supramundane Dhamma, there is no need for them to observe the supramundane Dhamma. So because it is said that the Puttojanas should not be observing the supramundane Dhamma, it doesn't mean that only Puttojanas should not be observing the supramundane Dhamma. So the reason for the Puttojana not to be observing the supramundane Dhamma is avisayata kata. It means
avisayata.
Avisayata, because supramundane Dhammas, they are not the field of knowledge for these Puttojana worldly beings. Even though Ariya noble persons, they have attained Magapala, path and fruition knowledge, these noble persons also should not be observing these supramundane Dhammas, because it will be of no use, it will not bring any benefit of observing the supramundane Dhamma. So that's why either the Puttojana worldly being or the Ariya noble persons should not be observing supramundane Dhamma. Because these Puttojana worldly beings cannot take Lokottara Dhamma, supramundane Dhamma as object, they do not need to observe these Lokottara Dhamma. Even though the Ariya noble person have realized the Lokottara Dhamma, supramundane Dhamma, these Ariya noble beings should not be observing the supramundane Dhamma, because it is of no use, it will not bring benefits by observing, noting the supramundane Dhamma. So the question will come up, what are the objects of vipassana? So in the beginning of the retreat, Saraji gave Dhamma talk from what was mentioned in Idivodaka, Bhutam Bhutato Pasati. Bhutam means the Nama Rupa, mentality and materiality that are assisting due to their relevant causes, which could be discerned through direct experience. So practicing vipassana, one should be observing on these mentality and materiality, which could be known through direct experience. So when one has gained paccaka jnana, knowledge of direct experience, and when this paccaka jnana becomes matured, one can also know other things through inference and deduction. So there are two kinds of vipassana. The first one is paccaka vipassana, knowing through direct experience, and anumana, knowing through inference or deduction. Paccaka jnana, knowledge through direct experience, direct experience, knowledge through direct experience, it means that one comes to know the mentality and materiality clearly, distinctly, as if one holds the thing and takes a look at it with his or her own eyes. So paccaka jnana means knowing as if one sees the object by one's own eye on his or her hand. So when one is noting rising and falling of the abdomen with aim and effort, when there is sustained mindfulness, when the mind falls calm and collected on the object, one will come to know the true nature. When the mind falls on stiffness, one will come to know stiffness. When the mind falls on tension, one will come to know tension. So in this way, there will be paccaka jnana, knowledge through direct experience on the mentality and materiality that are assisting in the way they really are. By noting the nama rupa phenomena, which are assisting arising at the present moment, one comes to know unique individual characteristics. And when one continues to practice, one will come to see the arising and passing away, the old giving rise to new, and one will also come to know the anicca lakkhana, the characteristic of impermanence. So, yogis who are practicing vipassana jnana, they should be observing this mentality and materiality in order to gain paccaka jnana, knowledge through direct experience. Till they attain sankharupika jnana, knowledge into the mental formations, and anuloma jnana, adaptation knowledge. So one should be observing the nama rupa phenomena at the moment of their arising in order to gain paccaka jnana. So Saroji give an example. If one is going to sit down from standing position, one should focus his or her attention on the whole body and observe the sitting process stage by stage. The body becomes heavier and heavier. One should keep their awareness on the sitting process, aiming the noting mind towards the object, putting effort so that the noting mind will get to this sitting object of sitting. So when the yogi's mind fall onto sitting, one will know heaviness, stiffness, tension, discomfort. By being able to note at the moment of sitting, one will know series of intention to sit stage by stage, which is nama, mentality, and the actual sitting down, which is rupa, materiality. So in this way, yogi will come to know distinctly between mentality and materiality by noting this sitting down stage by stage, knowing the intention as well as the actual sitting down. So when the yogi comes to know distinctly between these mentality and materiality, yogi has attained nama rupa pricheda jnana, knowledge into mind and matter. It was just an example. So knowing these nama rupa distinctly through one's practice is paccaka jnana. So when discerning mind and matter distinctly, one comes to know that there is no being. One will know clearly that nama rupa, mind and matter, they are not being. They are not human. And one also knows that there is no living soul or being involved in these nama, and rupa. So in this way, one will have removed the wrong view of jiva atta, individual soul. What really exists is the series of intention to sit, which is nama, mentality, and the actual sitting down, which is rupa, materiality. So in order to know them, one should note at the moment of arising in order to gain paccaka jnana. By knowing as the way they are, by knowing in the way they are, one dispels the perception of being or human. So in place of perception, sanya, one substitutes panya, knowledge, in place of sanya, perception. Sanya, perception, takes wrong knowledge. Sanya, perception, takes wrong ideas based on things which really do not exist. So having wrong perception, one will have wrong view on things that do not really exist. So by knowing correctly what really exists, there will not be wrong perception of being, person, human, or deva. So this wrong perception has no chance to arise if one comes to know mentality and materiality distinctly. So in this way, wrong view of being human will also be removed. So this is the benefit. So it is said that sanya ditiya mula. It means that the wrong perception is the root cause of ditti, wrong view. So if one has wrong perception of being, living being, or jiva atta, individual soul, then one will also have wrong view. So that's why perception is the root of wrong view, believing in things which do not exist. So if one has perception, wrong perception on things that does not really exist, there is bound to be wrong view. So knowing correctly, there will not be wrong perception, but knowledge will develop. Seeing clearly, there will be right view. At the moment of sitting down, if one notes carefully with faith and confidence, one will know series of intention to sit down, which is the cause. The actual sitting down is the effect. So in this way, the nama rupa, mentality and materiality, are arising as cause and effect. Series of intention to sit down, it is the cause, which is mentality. And the actual sitting down, the body becoming heavier and heavier, stiff and tense, it is the effect, which is materiality. So at the moment of sitting down, there is only mentality and materiality present. They are arising as cause and effect. So if the question goes, who is creating the sitting down, then it's got to be answered. The intention to sit down is creating the actual sitting down. So there is no creator or God creating the person to sit down. It is the intention that is making the person to sit down. So in this way, the person comes to know that relevant causes are giving rise to relevant effects. So by noting at the moment of arising, by noting at the moment of sitting, one comes to know cause and effect, and one will remove the wrong view of Paramatta, Supreme Soul, controlling, creating beings to sit, to stand, and so on. So coming to know the cause and effect, mentality and materiality, one gains Paccaka Jnana, and one also comes to know through inference that in the past also, in the process of sitting down, there is mentality and materiality as cause and effect. And in the future also, in the process of sitting down, there will be intention to sit down, which is the cause, which is mentality, and the actual sitting down is the effect, which is materiality. So in this way, one also comes to know that mentality and materiality are arising as cause and effect in the past, and also it will be arising as cause and effect in the future through a new mana, inference or deduction. So by gaining Paccaka Jnana, by observing the object at the moment of their arising, one comes to know very clearly cause and effect. One will be developing Yatha Buddha Nupassana Jnana, knowledge discerning cause and effect in the way they really are, the cause and effect that are arising continuously like a current. So by noting, observing on these cause and effect, one comes to know these cause and effect in the way they really are. So by gaining Yatha Buddha Nupassana Jnana, what will be the benefit? The benefit is one will be dispelling Sammoha Binivesa. Sammoha means extreme delusion. Extreme delusion, not knowing cause and effect, uncertain, vague, and dim, not knowing and wrongly knowing. So this extreme delusion is called Sammoha. So if it is covered by Sammoha, extreme delusion, then one will not know cause and effect, and there will be uncertainty, vague and dim, there will be extreme delusion. So wrong perception will arise, taking things wrongly. One will have wrong view that Creator is creating things, and one will also have wrong view that there is no cause. So in this way, this wrong view will be deeply seated, and it is called Abhinivesa. So in place of Panya, knowledge, when wrong perception is taking place, then one take things wrongly, deeply seated. This wrong view is deeply seated, and there will be Abhinivesa. And one will have wrong view that there is the Creator creating beings. So by abandoning, dispelling, one will also be dispelling Sammoha, the extreme delusion, and thus there will not be wrong view there will not be wrong knowledge or wrong view. So wrong knowledge, wrong view will also be dispelled. So by knowing cause and effect at the moment of observing, by knowing cause and effect, by observing at the moment of arising of these objects, when one comes to know clearly the connection between the cause and effect, then one also knows that in the past also, in the past, in sitting process, there is series of intention to sit, which is the nama, mentality, which is cause, and the actual sitting down, materiality, effect. And also in the future, in the sitting down process, there will be cause and effect, materiality, and mentality. So by having direct knowledge through direct experience, one can also know about the past and future by inference and deduction. And knowing cause and effect in oneself, one can also know that in others also, mentality and materiality are arising as cause and effect. So in this way, by knowing oneself, one will also know about others by inference and deduction. And it is called anumana jnana, knowledge through inference and deduction. So by attaining paccaka jnana, by attaining knowledge through direct experience, one also develops anumana jnana automatically. If one continue to observe with aim and effort, applying jhana factors, then one will be developing sati, mindfulness, and kanika samadhi, momentary concentration, will also be developed. So when kanika samadhi, momentary concentration, becomes strong, one will come to know that these cause and effect, mentality and materiality, they are arising at one moment, passing away the other, moment. So the series of intention to sit and the actual sitting down, they are arising in pair. They arise and pass away, arising at one moment, passing away at another. So seeing the arising and passing away of these cause and effect, one comes to know the common characteristic, samanya lakkhana. Because they arise and passes away, one is constantly tortured by arising and passing away, so it is suffering. So one also comes to know dukkha, suffering. And because they are arising and passing away, and one is constantly tortured by arising and passing away, there is no atta, no soul that is good or permanent. In this way, one understands anatta lakkhana, characteristics of non-self. One cannot know all three characteristics of impermanent suffering and non-self at once. At times, one of these three characteristics will be prominent. So by knowing one of the three characteristics, it is said that the other two is also understood. So if the characteristic of anicca, impermanence, is if the characteristic of anicca, impermanence, manifests in the person's knowledge, the other two characteristics, dukkha and anatta, will also be known to the person. So by knowing one characteristic among three, the other two is also no. So one comes to see the impermanent suffering and non-self of this cause and effect. So one understand that there is no jiva atta, individual soul, or brahma atta, supreme soul. Gaining pataka jnana, gaining knowledge through direct experience. One comes to know the nama rupa through his or her experience. And based on this pataka jnana, one can compare the other mentality and materiality which one has not discerned yet through inference and deduction. So it is called anumana jnana. Based on what one had discerned through direct experience, one can also know of other mentality, materiality, which one has not known through inference and deduction. So it is called anumana jnana or anumana vipassana. So this anumana vipassana, knowledge of inference and deduction, can take external objects and also past, future things as object. But one should understand that anumana jnana, knowledge by inference, is not knowing things directly as pataka jnana can. So anumana jnana, knowledge through inference, is not the knowledge discerned by noting the presently arising object with aim and effort. So by noting continuously with aim and effort, pataka jnana, knowledge through direct experience, will be developed, and based on this pataka jnana, one gains anumana jnana, knowledge through inference. So in some of the yogis, this anumana jnana, it can take a long time and it can be a disturbance to the practice if it is taking a long time. So during the practice, if this inference deduction arises, one should note it immediately. And Saraji would like to remind that anumana jnana is based on pataka jnana. So if there is no pataka jnana, knowledge through direct experience, then there cannot be anumana jnana, knowledge through inference. Some of the people, even though they have not gained pataka jnana, they are imagining, speculating, so their imaginations, speculations are not true jnana, and they are wasting their time imagining and speculating. So when imagining, speculating, reflecting arises, one should note it immediately. So today, Saraji explained on pataka jnana and anumana jnana. And 1 hour is up. Saraji will continue to explain next day. Sadhu, sadhu, sadhu.